Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show focused on simplifying your financial complexities. I am Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a financial advisory and investment firm located in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Each week, I address topics I hope are relevant to you. Please visit our website at watermanfinancial.com. Sign up for our newsletter, look around. You can drop me an email on that site and tell me just about things you'd like to hear about or how you like the show. I'd love to hear from you. At this time of year, I know a lot of you are planning or have already donated to WoWo's Penny Pitch. Along with hundreds of other charities out there, at this time of the holiday season, many are looking to be the recipient of your year-end giving. With Penny Pitch, in its early days, I think it started like in 1948, it literally was collecting pennies. But now they like to collect checks and lots of dollar bills, and they give away thousands of dollars every year. Well, most of us give cash or check or even credit card donations to Penny Pitch or to other charities, but there are other ways to give too. In this show, we're going to be talking about making donations to charity. So, do you just write a check? Well, there are plenty of other ways to give to charity. What about donating a car? How about appreciated art? Maybe a life insurance policy. There's lots of ways to give, all with varying tax consequence. And a lot of these that we're going to talk about today, you may be less familiar with. But a lot of this information, if you'd like to check it out yourself, comes from the website usa.gov. So let me ask you, how much do you donate to charity? Well, if you're like most Americans, you definitely give. According to the 2008 Giving USA report, Americans gave a total of, are you ready for this? $410 billion to charity last year. Wow. The money Americans gave to charity last year to support everything from disaster recovery efforts and environmental causes to higher education and religion amounted to about 2.1% of the gross domestic product of the United States. And in fact, that share has barely budged in the last four decades. We are consistent givers. All told, American individuals and estates and corporations and foundations gave that $410 billion to not-for-profits and faith-based to all sorts of charities. That marked a $20 billion increase from 2016. And adjusted for inflation, our giving actually grew 3%. And at about 50% of all households in the United States give about $2,000, a little over $2,000 annually. This is Lisa Waterman. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. And today we're talking about giving to charity. Of course, you all know we're a nation that's founded on Christian principles. And fundamentally, we believe in helping each other. Now, as a Christian myself, I seek to donate at least 10% of our income to charity. Now, remember, that may not necessarily be what I'm taking off of my taxes. Just like you, we give sometimes to needy relatives or friends, church, charities. In fact, in the United States, we're so charitable that we rank as the top nation in the world for charitable giving. And along with Canada and New Zealand, we are the most generous nations on earth. So how can you actually donate to charity? As I talked earlier, you can obviously give an outright gift of cash or check or even personal goods. But right now, let's focus on donating money. If you're expecting to deduct your gift on your federal tax return, the charity has to be organized as something called a 501c3 organization. Now, this is really important because not every, quote, charity is a 501c3 organization. To help you, the Internal Revenue Service actually offers tax tips for donors, and there's a database on the Internal Revenue's website to see if your charity actually is a 501c3 organization. visit their website at irs.gov, and they have a search engine. You should be able to find it. And in fact, you can even call the Better Business Bureau for some of the larger charities to determine and ensure that they are 501c3 organizations. And in the state of Indiana, along with other states, the Attorney General typically monitors and tracks charities organized within a state and may even have some records of complaints about charities. As far as I know, a church is almost always considered tax exempt and charitable, but other entities, you really better find out. With most of us being on the internet, just do a quick search before you donate. Now, this is Lisa Waterman with Financially Speaking. And the reason I'm telling you to do a little bit of research is because our heartstrings tend to be plucked at this time of the year. And I'm going to tell you, recently I had a phone call from an organization seeking funds to help our military. Hey, count me in on that one. Well, as I was preparing to give, I asked the caller, "So are you a 501c3 organization?" He stopped and said, "I'm sorry, what did you say? Can you repeat that?" Well, he then relayed, "Well, no, they weren't a 501c3 organization, but they do a lot of charitable work." And I told him I was sorry, but my donations only were given to 501c3 organizations. So there's three reasons why you should be giving to 501c3 organizations. Number one, a charity that has charitable intent, as governed by the U.S. government, was founded as a charity. Every business has to establish how they operate, and a 501c3 organization is established to do charitable work, period. Now, there are other 501c organizations. For instance, a 501c7 is a charitable organization, but it's not going to qualify for a charitable donation. That's like a benevolent organization. So double check. A 501c3 is what you need to donate. Number two, why I would ask about 501c3 is because I like to use mine as a tax deduction. If my chosen charity is not a 501c3, guess what? No tax deduction or tax benefit. So always ask and verify. And if they are, they will tell you. Now, number three reason is why I always ask it's a 501c3 is because of scammers. Scammers love to collect money from unsuspecting benevolent people, particularly around the times of tragedy or disasters. The 501c3 designation is very easily validated. Check out the charity before you donate. Oh, and another thing. In this time of social awareness, donating on a GoFundMe page is usually not a tax-deductible donation. It might be charitable and it might be wonderful, but it doesn't necessarily equate to a tax-deductible donation. If you want to give to the GoFundMe, do it from your heart only, but no tax benefits are probably expected there. So this is Lisa Waterman. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. In today's show, we're focusing on charitable giving. First and easiest way is to write a check, but you remember, you need to make it by the end of the year before it can count as a tax donation in this tax year. We're going to come right back and talk further about donating to charity and donating other things, not just cash. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Sailing into the sunset without a worry is everyone's happy retirement vision. Guidance from a financial advisor who can craft a financial plan based on your circumstance is the first step to a sun-filled and content retirement. Call Lisa Waterman at 260-436-6588.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hi, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. You're listening to Lisa Waterman. I am the CEO and founder of Waterman Financial Services, a local investment advisory firm based here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I'm also a certified financial planner and offer financial planning and guidance on investments, insurance, and strategic financial planning. Today's show, we're talking about donating to charity, which certainly seems to be so simple, but the fact is there's all sorts of complexities and further information that you need to know. So recognizing that we're nearing the end of the year, it's going to be 12/31, and if you want the tax benefits associated within this tax year, you must make sure your gift to any charity is completed by the end of the year, and that means the check has to be in the mail with a 12/31 postmark date. If you mail out your checks on January 1st, it will be considered a gift in the 2019 tax year. And also, if you transfer funds from your checking or savings account, like setting up a wire or something, that money better be out of your account by the end of the year, or it's not a tax gift in the 2018 tax year. It's kind of funny, but what we're really talking about is completing your gift. Now, some people in the past would like to hold on to their money as long as possible, but still get tax benefits. Well, the IRS caught on to that and made sure that once a gift is given, you also can't get any additional benefits from the gift, or the value of that gift is affected. And you can't put strings on the gift, like if I give you this and you have to give me that. You know, for example, I'm going to donate my collector car to you, but one weekend every month I get to borrow it for a Sunday drive. That gift is not a completed gift. Or let's say you donate $1,000 to charity. You write a check and send it off. Check's cashed. The charity receives $1,000. You receive nothing in return but a nice thank you note. That is a completed gift valued at $1,000. But instead, let's suppose you donate $1,000 to the charity to purchase two tickets to their gala event. If the ticket costs $1,000, you may think you've made a gift of $1,000, but most likely you haven't, because you received some value back. The gala includes dinner and some drinks. You've received something in exchange for that gift. So the actual amount that you're going to deduct from your tax return will be something less than that $1,000 in all likelihood. In fact, most charities will give you the value of that donation for tax purposes. Now, in talking about the completion of a gift and reducing that donation by any value you receive, just remember to keep records of all the donations, including the amount, the date, and how that gift was given. This becomes really, really important if you're going to then turn around and give non-cash donations like clothing, household items, cars, collector items, etc. Because all of these items are treated differently for tax purposes. And you really, if you're going to be giving any amount of consequence, consult with your tax advisor about the deductibility and the appropriateness of the gift. And oftentimes, charities want to be able to say they want to accept the gifts depending on what it is. Now, also, big information here is the tax laws changed this year. And you may find that while your donation qualifies as a tax-deductible donation, your standard deduction has increased substantially, such that it may no longer be in your best interest to itemize your deductions, meaning that your charitable donations may make no tax consequence of any kind, because charitable donations are deductible only if you itemize on your tax return. Keep that in mind, and I'll just say you might want to review some podcasts of Financially Speaking with Lisa, because we recently had a show with Jeff Sanderson, CPA, with Baden Gage and Schrader, talking about this very thing. If you're making charitable donations for the tax deduction, you better check with your tax advisor sooner rather than later, because it's possible that your donation will not actually count, given the considerable increase in the standard deduction under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Go to WoWo.com and visit the on-demand section and look for Financially Speaking with Lisa podcast to review that conversation. Remember, it was with Jeff Sanderson of Baden Gage and Schrader, a really good CPA firm here in town. So getting back to donating stuff, do you want to donate a car or a truck, maybe a boat or a collector car? An organization who receives that gift has a few different possibilities. They could actually use the vehicle for operations or sell it at auction for proceeds. And depending on what way they use that vehicle depends on how the gift is valued. Now remember, if you donate a vehicle, you got to transfer the title of the vehicle to the charity. Be sure to remove license plates, registration documents before you donate the vehicle. And definitely check with your tax advisor about the value of the donation. go to the IRS.gov website. There's a downloadable document that will detail how to go about donating a vehicle to charity. You're listening to Lisa Waterman and Financially Speaking with Lisa on News Talk 1190 WoWo. We're talking about giving to charity. Now, some of us give household goods to Goodwill, but you can give a lot of other things like art, jewelry, stocks, real estate, patents, insurance policies. Now, the gift of or the value of those gifts may require an expert appraisal and depend on offers to purchase the item and the timing of the donation. There's a lot of different things, moving parts with making these other types of gifts. So again, talk with your tax advisor before making any considerable donation to ensure that the value of the gift is what you want and the associated tax deductibility. As I said earlier, keep records of all your donations to charities. Now, assuming that you might be making cash donations or check donations, here's some common records you want to keep handy. Canceled check, credit card statement showing a payment to the organization, a receipt from the organization, an annual giving statement from the charity, maybe an email confirmation from the organization. And if you're giving something outside of cash, look for written acknowledgement for a vehicle donation, an itemized list of the items you donated, the VIN number for a vehicle donation, that's the vehicle identification number, the signed over vehicle title, a phone bill, because now you can give through your phone oftentimes, valuation of a stock, valuation of real estate, art, jewelry, etc. Some of the pieces of information you want to make sure on the receipts: name of the organization, the date of the donation, the amount of the donation. And this is an important one, a statement that no goods or services were provided by the charity in return for your donation. You're listening to Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa, and we are talking about charitable donations. If you're a small business owner, when we return, we'll be talking about some strategies for you. And then in this last segment, we'll also be talking about how donating to a charity can create a future cash flow for you. We will be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on WoWo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Life happens fast. Widowed, retirement, college, new baby, divorce. How can you possibly know the right financial decisions to make? Add a star player to your team. Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services is your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa, and she is ready to help. Visit WatermanFinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at WoWo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Greetings and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. Today, we're chatting about donations to charity and some of the ins and outs of information you need to know. In this final segment, I want to chat about if you're a small business owner and some ways you can give, and then also talk about ways that donating to charity can create a future cash flow for you. A lot of people are not aware of this. So let's start out with the small business owners. If you're a small business owner, generally speaking, most of the rules governing individuals will also apply to you. But there are a few differences, one of which is that donated services are not deductible. However, out-of-pocket expenses associated with the donation, maybe. Again, and I've said it 100 times in this broadcast, check with your tax advisor. Those tax-deductible expenses could be travel expenses, materials, but just best to chat with the tax advisor and make sure that if you're planning on making a deduction for that, that it's good to go. Remember, too, as a small business owner, you can give in all sorts of ways. Maybe you want to match employee donations. Maybe you want to donate some profits. Maybe you organize a food drive or create a community project. Maybe you work for free. Maybe you donate your professional skills. There's lots of different ways. With me as an individual, I've felt strongly with donating to charity over the years. I've regularly donated to some outstanding organizations like Junior Achievement, the Cuesta Foundation for Education, Passages, Easter Seals Arc, Scan, Hear, Hear, and I'm very actively engaged, as I've told you before, in Rotary, and we have a Rotary Foundation. At Waterman Financial Services, I help clients who want to donate to charity to determine beneficial ways to donate. So one of those ways, and well, actually I'm going to say three different ways, can create a potential cash flow for you. It can get complicated pretty quickly, but I'm going to say if you have a desire to give to charity, but want to make sure you have enough money to live on, maybe this is a way to match the two. Call our offices, 436-6588, and that's area code 260. I can come to you or we can meet in my office. Because the fact is, there are financial vehicles that can create a future income stream for you. There are three different ones that I want to talk about real quickly. One is charitable gift annuities. One is charitable remainder trust. We often call them CRUTs or CRATs. And charitable lead trust. Fundamentally, all of these are designed to ensure that you're able to both give to charity but receive a financial cash flow benefit from the gift. Now, let's just start with the charitable gift annuity. It's certainly the easiest to understand. Let me give you Wikipedia's definition. A charitable gift annuity is a gift vehicle that falls into the category of plan giving. It involves a contract between a donor and a charity, whereby the donor transfers cash or property to the charity in exchange for a partial tax deduction and a lifelong stream of annual income from the charity. So in Lisa's words, let's say you give $100,000 to charity. In return, they agree to give you a recurring annual income from that gift for as long as you live. Now, the amount of the annual income is actually determined by IRS tables, and the charity should be able to help that for you. And your tax donation will be something less than the $100,000. But you've just created a cash flow for yourself that you can never outlive, and you've given a marvelous gift to charity. A lot of established charities offer these charitable gift annuities, and they're quite beneficial to individual donors seeking annual income while still committing to making a charitable gift. The next segment is charitable remainder trust. They're quite similar, but quite different. And again, according to Wikipedia, a charitable remainder trust is an irrevocable trust, meaning you can't change it, an irrevocable trust that generates a potential income stream for you as the donor to the CRT, charitable remainder trust, or to other beneficiaries, with the remaining amount of the donated assets going to your favorite charity or charities. Basically, again, in Lisa speak, this is Lisa Waterman, Financially Speaking with Lisa, you put money into an account, irrevocable. That means you can't change your mind later. And from that, you receive an established distribution rate, meaning earnings to you or cash flow, and you receive that amount annually for your life. And at your death, the chosen charity is the remainder. They're the ones who get the remaining amount when it's all said and done. So there's another option. So now we've got a charitable gift annuity as a way to give to charity, a charitable remainder trust, and there's a third one, a charitable lead trust. Again, it's kind of the same as a charitable remainder trust, but just the opposite. You do the same thing. You put money into a trust, irrevocable, meaning you can't pull it back later, and a distribution rate is determined. But this time, the chosen charity receives the cash flow, and at your passing, the remaining amount is given to your family or beneficiaries. This is Lisa Waterman, CEO and founder of Waterman Financial Services based in Fort Wayne. And we're talking about donations to charity in today's show and some of the options that are available to potentially create an income flow for you or an income flow for the charity. We've discussed three different ways: a charitable gift annuity, a charitable remainder trust, and a charitable lead trust. All are quite technical, but can certainly create a great system of giving to charity while still retaining benefits to potential cash flow. There are even other ways to donate to charity that can be beneficial. Have any of you heard of donor-advised funds? Let's go back to Wikipedia. A donor-advised fund, or a DAF, is a giving vehicle established at a public charity, and it allows donors to make a charitable contribution, receive an immediate tax deduction, and then recommend grants from the fund over time. So again, let's now translate that for you in Lisa speak. Lisa Waterman here, Financially Speaking. What is a DAF, a donor advised fund? It's basically, you know you want to give to charity, but you aren't sure which organization you actually want to give it to. You put it in a DAF when those are established, and that allows you to contribute, invest the funds, and then recommend grants to different entities or charities over time. Now, the last way to give to charity is your final gift. How about the gift of life insurance? Do you have an old policy that's paid up? Maybe it makes sense to create a new life insurance policy and name the charity as your beneficiary. Or maybe you'd like to, you know, review that. Give our offices a call. We look at old life insurance policies all the time and determine what's the best use of that policy. Now, all of these are effective ways to give to charity, but everyone has certain features and attributes that make one more effective than another in your personal situation. These are not one-size-fits-all solutions. In future shows, we could literally take any one of these and talk the entire show about one of the concepts. If you have charitable inclinations and aren't really sure how to proceed, call our offices, 436-6588. Now remember, these are easy strategies conceptually to understand, but they're strikingly different in how they accomplish. Always, exercise your mind, exercise your body. That's what we try to do on this show, Financially Speaking with Lisa. Thanks for joining us. And if you have charitable inclinations, be sure to listen to this entire show on podcast at wowo.com on the on-demand section. Look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same place. See you then.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on WoWo Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on WoWo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.